Hey, Eagles fans, we welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by a very special guest, a member of the Eagles Hall of Fame, the 75th anniversary team, soon to be, we hope, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame from ESPN, B-Doc. Brian Dawkins joins us.
All right.
Welcome to the NovaCare Complex.
Appreciate it.
What's it like for you to come back?
It's always a blessing to come back. It's very familiar with the place. Anytime that I start, even landing in Philadelphia, it's like I'm returning home. So it's always a blessing to get back and get a chance to talk to some of the guys and kind of, tell them what I see a little bit sometimes.
When you watch today's NFL practice, what do you think, Brian? It's a lot different than it was when you were in the NFL.
It's a lot different. And it's a good thing in a lot of ways because it's going to save guys, prayerfully, life after football. They won't hopefully go through some of the things that, you know, some of our guys that played before us are going through now. But at the same time, it makes you become more of a professional. You should become more of a professional because you have to get your work done. The practices won't be long. You don't have pads on for a long period of time. It may be not as physical as we did, but you still have to get out of practice what you need to get out. So to me, it's really on the individual to make sure that they get out of the practice what they need to get out of it.
I find when I watch Chip's practice, the level of efficiency is off the charts. I mean, players are busy every second of practice. It's really remarkable with all the commotion that goes on, how organized everything is.
Yeah, and in the midst of that chaos, you still have to be able to focus. And I think that that's one of the things that that helps this ball club, because guys running the hurry up offense, you're changing the defense in and out, and you have to line up again, think on the fly, hear the music, see the formation, still be able to get all your checks in. So when the game comes, you won't have the music. You'll have a crowd noise. The offenses probably won't be playing at the same tempo as the Eagles do. So defensively, you should be able to communicate and get everybody on the same page.
Your perspective of what Chip Kelly and this football team accomplished last season, last place in 2012, first place in the NFC in 2013.
I mean, it was remarkable. They surprised me. I did not think in 1 year they would be able to do what they did. And they did it, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Did not know enough about Oregon to realize that they ran the ball quite a bit. That's why Eagles were number one in the league last year running the football. So that in itself opened my eyes to what this offense could potentially do, because you still have to play the run against a team that's trying to spread you out. And so that puts a lot of onus on the defensive backs to tackle in the open field. And not a lot of teams do a good job, in my opinion, of teaching tackling, even though we don't wear pads a lot in today's NFL. I think Seattle does a good job. 49ers does a good job. The Rams do a good job. Certain teams have learned how to tackle in the midst of all of this. Defensively, I think that towards the second half of the season, you saw them begin to play a lot better. They understood the defense a little better. The mistakes weren't as plentiful as they were early in the season, and they begin to get turnovers. So a second year in a system usually is when you can really get, I guess, a real good feel and sense of what this team is going to do, because now I know what I'm supposed to do.
Right. What does life – how does it change for players when you become the hunted team? The Eagles are now the hunted team.
Well, in the division, you mm-hmm. can say that, but they didn't win the – ultimate. They lost to the Saints at home. Mm-hmm. So if I'm on this team, that stings, because I lost at the crib and we had a chance to. We had the lead. If I'm on the defensive side of the ball, especially going into this year, I'm ticked off because we had the lead and then it was given away because we could not get off the football field. So that stings enough for me that we are still the hunter. We're not the hunted. Now, Dallas and those teams may be trying to come get us. But, again, we had to beat Dallas to even get into the playoffs last year. So, to me, we're still hunting because we did not get where we wanted to get, and that's to win the Super Bowl.
Is it hard to make that next step? I mean, you did it with Andy Reid as the head coach. Is it hard to get to that next level even?
It's always hard,
yeah.
But it can be done when you have the right guys in the locker room. There's a focus that has to be there. There's a oneness that has to be there, in my opinion. You can't – one guy with a lot of focus will not drive a football team. To me, every guy has to have a position, has to have my place. This is where I belong. This is what I'm going to do. If I'm a special teams guy, I'm going to be the best special teams. If I'm a gunner, I'm going to be the best gunner in the National Football League. You know, we have Dornbos. I'm going to be the best snapper. He is one of the best, if not the best snapper in the league. So every guy has to have that mentality when he touches the football field. And then accountability, that's what we had. We had accountability for one another. So when the mistake was made, it wasn't, I made a mistake, no big deal. No, it was, man, I made a mistake. I just let my partners down. Dude, I will not let that happen again. That's what we had. That's why we played so long, so well, so long together, because we trusted one another, and then we can hold one another accountable.
You feeling good about this football team?
It's some work to be done. There's some work to be done. You know, defensively, the way that the rules are being called, especially right now, you can't hurt yourself. This past game against the Patriots hurt themselves. Face masks, holding, allowing them to get third downs. You can't do that in today's NFL. So if I know I can't do it in the game, don't do it in practice. Learn in practice. So when I get on the playing field, we won't give a team yardage or give the team long drives.
So great to see you.
All right.
Brian Dawkins, thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.